You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago is here. He's got the weather forecast for today, tomorrow, the weekend, and more importantly, next week. Let's start with the good news. Are farmers going to be able to get back into the field next week and plant a lot of corn?
We think so to the south of Interstate 80. It looks like a fairly warm pattern is going to develop here as we move through the weekend and into the first 3 to 4 days of next week. That should take us all the way through Wednesday and Thursday. So the way it looks right now, we'll start to see planting conditions improve from around tomorrow and Saturday forward, especially as temperatures start to reach the 70s and 80s to the south of Interstate 80. There is a little bit of concern regarding exactly how far north the warm weather will go next week. So we think as you get into far northern Illinois, northern Iowa, and then on into the northern Corn Belt from there, conditions won't be nearly as favorable simply because of all the rain over the last 3 to 4 days, and also because temperatures will be considerably cooler than areas further on to the south. So things are improving, but we do have one other thing to think about, of course, and that is, when is the next chance for rain? At this point, it looks like a fairly decent chance for rain returns around Wednesday or Thursday of next week, so about 1 week from right now. Part of the reason that we have this large warm-up coming is because we have a couple of storm systems that develop off in the Rockies, and when you have a storm system that far to the west, a lot of the times what happens is you start to get warm winds blowing from south to north, which is what we do have happening for next week. But along with that warm weather, we have humidity levels that will increase too. This air will originate from the Gulf of Mexico, which is a tropical area and has a lot of humidity in that air. So at some point later next week, we think that the storm system and the warm weather and the humidity will all interact and produce thunderstorms somewhere in the central U.S. At this point, unfortunately, we think the best chances for this event to materialize are from the Northern Plains, which is a very wet region, through Iowa, which has wet pockets, and then into Illinois and on south into the Delta, which includes your listening area. So this is just not the best forecast, but it's also not too bad because, again, we do have a warm and dry window coming up.
Can you help me take up a little bit more north of Interstate 80 and what their conditions are like and what they're likely to be through that 1 week period now until next Wednesday? While they'll have cold weather, will they have sunshine and will they have some wind that will help dry things out, or will it be gray and cloudy? What happens in that time frame?
It stays gray and cloudy over the next couple of days, but the real problem area is from North Dakota through Minnesota. A lot of these areas that produce corn and spring wheat received around 3 times their average rainfall over the last week, and we've calculated that about 26% of U.S. spring wheat production received at least 90 days' worth of rain over the last 30 days. That's a lot of water, and it is a bit of a problem, especially given the forecast, and we have pretty high confidence that in that region, temperatures will stay near to below normal. We'll see scattered showers on any given day all the way through Tuesday, and then a pretty good chance for the system that comes through Illinois later next week to initially affect those areas of North Dakota, Minnesota, sometime around Tuesday or Wednesday. It's a little tricky, and it's still 5-6 days away, but we just don't have as optimistic an outlook for them, unfortunately.
Well, we'll talk with you again next Thursday and see how that panned out and what the next week looks like. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today, Mike.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report and helps us wrap it up. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Find us online at willag.org.